بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة البروج. الله تعالى speaks about the story of a magician calling him a fortune teller, and he's aging up. And when he's aging up, so there needs to be a succession plan, because he's the royal magician or the royal predictor. Though in Deen there isn't such a thing like predicting, seeing the stars, astrology, we don't believe in that. In fact, to some extent, we will say that this is disbelief and kufr. أَشْرَكَ مَنْ قَالَ مُتِرْنَا بِنَوْ إِكَذَا. So, to believe in all these things here, what you are telling, is against your faith, against Iman. And this trial of Iman is always. Can't see a time in history where there isn't a trial against your faith, against your Iman. What comes before you? Wealth, woman, name, position. And then the man just loses it. If you study this whole story of Hercules, Heracle, and he had engaged his most great intelligentsia, priests, everybody, and everybody came to the conclusion that Rasulullah Sallallahu is the messenger, and you have to consider this, take this very seriously. He himself, he knew, in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, says that was so convinced that he said that this what you are saying is right, then this land that is under my feet, he will control, he will rule. But then at the last hour, what was the thing that turned him away? See this Imani trial. That was an Imani trial. The thing that turned him away now is the reputation, the money, the name. How will I feature? Now I'm head of a nation sitting on trillions and trillions of wealth. Respect I've got, honor I've got, everything to my leisure, to my command, and my discretion. If I'm going to accept Islam, what's going to happen? So this trial of faith is a very, very sensitive trial, and it's going to be all the time. Now, continuous. In Surah An'am, again there is a trial of faith. You hear the story of Bal'am Ba'ura. Now he's got the knowledge. Naba alladhi ataynahu ayatina. So he's got knowledge, not short of knowledge. And with knowledge, his mustajab with da'awat, his du'as are getting answered. That's why Al-Mawad Thanwi Sahib Rahmatullahi says that being mustajab with da'wat is a gift, but it's not amongst the maqasid. Don't think now, I got this now, so now I've gained what I need to gain. It's not amongst the maqasid. Is that the test for that, Al-Mawad says, that the test for this is you read Subhanallah bihamdi once with sincerity, and see the effect that it has in your heart, and see when your dua is answered, what is the effect. That effect of Subhanallah bihamdi will be far, far in excess than your dua getting answered. It's a gift. We do not dispute it being a gift. Now sometimes people consider these type of things to be the maqasid, the goals, the objectives. So it's not short of anything. But everything, But then when it comes to that imani challenge, you can't take it. What was he short of? What short of? Ilm, not short of his du'as getting answered. So it will be presumed when he's held in that reputation and respect, he must have been living a comfortable life. But that wealth, woman and wealth, it turns the mind. It's that last 11th hour that turns the person. That's why in the hadith that speaks about Qiyamah, said, Ya Ibadullah, servants of Allah, beware, be careful. Don't experiment with these things here. It's very dangerous territory. When you're not sure about it, you're not clear, don't go and experiment. Go and experiment, and then you get landed then. Saharanpur, one student, as it is a routine, that they have a small break after Asr, so he's taking a stroll in some orchard or something, and there he comes across a crematorium and he sees some Hindu priests. They're doing some ritual of this, whatever. And he's been a convert, so this just attracted him for that moment. Looked at them. He says, then, you know, it was like I couldn't move. I was so attracted to Hinduism that I couldn't move. Moving one foot is like moving a mountain. It's so difficult for me. So you see this, you don't experiment. You saw that and something caught your eye. So when it caught your eye now, you looked at it. They're just looking at that thing and what effect it had. Now I ask you, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, in the month of Ramadan, right? What we don't look? What we don't read? Right? And then can you say that the heart is not getting affected? What things we read? And what we don't see? And can we say that our iman is getting affected or not? So it's such a dangerous thing. You say, no, it's a small thing, my iman is right, I know what is aqaid. Now Balaam didn't know what is aqaid, he's an alim. Naba alladhi ataynahu ayatina. We have given him, Allah says we have given him knowledge. But you see, that carrot, and to resist, you may say something now, but when you come to the challenge, then what? Ateena, Allah says, Ateenahu ayatina, fansalakha minha, walakinnahu akhlada ilal ard. And the carrot was dangled before him, he just went for it. And Allah then likens him like a dog, he's lolling out his tongue all the time. See? So these are not things to be experimenting. In fact, I would say that even the news, don't even read who is speaking for and who's speaking against, but don't talk about it. You don't know. I know when I had gone to Jalalabad, two ulama came, Azaji Rahmatullahi, and one alim, now they were quite reputable, well known. So he's asking now, what is the type of khidmat we are supposed to be doing now? Kya surat ho? Hazrat said, bhai, aap khidmat ki baat kar rahe, iman ki upar lale par rahe. He says that, talking about what khidmat, iman is being endangered. So anything that endangers your iman, anything that will risk your iman, by you, your family, your children, by don't experiment, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So many things are out there. So many things. It will turn any person's mind upside down. Now this young child that is spoken about in Surah Buruj, look at his story. Again, it's an imani story. Right? Coming with the sabak, coming with the lesson, but it's about iman. So he's coming from an idolatry background, idolator, right? Worshipping idols, that's the background he's coming from. and he's been selected by the king to become the fortune teller, the magician. He's been selected to become the magician. Now imagine the job, royal, right? And then you can imagine that you're going to be the, like the advisor to the king, the perks that go with it, the wealth that comes with it. What a small thing. You know, what goes with it. So you are employed, and you're employed at that level, so you got the king's, or you got the whole, the head is with you. You can tell, you can influence things. You can make things happen. So he's been recognized at such a high level. At that level now, and Allah wanted this child to be blessed. See, he's being tuitioned for it, to be the magician. And then the magician for the king. And then he's going to be paid like that. That type of perks, that type of rewards, that type of benefits he's going to get. Right? Like you can't imagine so much. Because the king is going to take decisions based on what you say. So you will be held in esteem. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَنْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Going to be held in esteem. Because he's the only magician that's going to be held in that position. Nobody else. So you can imagine now what will be this child's future like. So he's selected, got the intelligence, understanding. And now he's going to be tuitioned by this previous or this present magician. He must tuition him. En route he comes across the true religion, right? Whatever the true religion was at that time. He comes across the Islam of that time. This catches his heart. You see, Al-Arwahu Junudum Mujannada. The souls were in crowds, were in groups. So it's as though you're coming from that block. When you come from that block, then whatever is from there, your heart wants to go back. But you're coming from that. See, you found your place. You found your place, you want to go back. How a magnet. Yeah? The one will attract the other. But he found his place. Yeah. Today I was just pondering, you know. Allah puts different thoughts in the mind. See the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And the beauty of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Right? The beauty, the greatness, the love for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The ustwana e hannana, the pillar or the stump, Nabi Sam used to support himself. And then the mimbar was constructed, Nabi Sam had to move to the mimbar. So that thing. What he just said, it's the command of Allah, let it happen. What's the response of this thing here? What is the response of this thing? So my mind just went one step after I just thought of this, then my mind went one step. Then there's so many hundreds of masjids, right? يُسْكَرُ فِيَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. And the name of Allah is taken in abundance. And now if they have to be deprived, what happens to the soul of the masjid? What happens to the spirit of the masjid? There's one stump, and when it was, you won't say that the zikr wasn't taking place, but it wasn't taking place exactly where it was. And what happened to it? The hadith says, because it cried, because it was used to the name of Allah Ta'ala being taken in his presence, obviously by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An added bonus, right? But what happened to that thing? That crying, that the whole masjid echoed. Until Nabi Sallam would descend, come to that thing, comfort that thing. Understand now the importance to make dua for this. Is Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmat, he says, what Kabir say, there was a lot of thought, a lot of understanding, and a lot of wisdom. So if something's out of your control, then don't fight it. It's in your control. Then you resort to dua. Dua, dua, you cry, keep crying. See? And then Mufti Sahib says, see, you want to fight, you want to argue and all that. Now, what you're doing, you're trying to show, see how strong I am. You're trying to show your clout, trying to show your might. Right? Allah Pak doesn't like that. What Allah Pak likes, your beseeching, your crying. That's what he likes. And especially when you have exhausted all your means, whoever done whatever, you're not speaking out against them. Right? The intentions may be millions of times better than our intentions. We're not even close to the good intentions. But now he's showing what's the approach. What should we be doing? So in that case, now you cry to Allah Ta'ala. Beg Allah Ta'ala. Because one is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. All this is the remembrance of Allah. Zikr, Quran Sharif, Ta'lim, Ilm, all that. For what? For the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Right? And all has to be revived. To be come up again. Right? And now, you don't know whose tear will just strike it. You know, you strike the thing. Whose tear will strike? You don't know. Allah Pak knows that. But so many things will be revived if someone really tears, cries. And the words I was thinking, that's very appropriate now, you know. It's my namaz, I was thinking, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. See, on the night of Badr, these were the words repeated by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Get the meaning. Eternal, the one that is eternal, right? And he maintains and sustains everything. He's not only eternal, but he maintains and sustains whole thing, everything he sustains. Whether it's your heart, whether it's your mind, whether it's people, whether it's the universe, but he maintains and he sustains. So if you want to cry in some state, whether it's ruku, sajda, whichever time, and given the fact that the rozadar, the saim, the fasting person, dua is answered. So that yaqeen, see what you are doing, what you are, the means that you are employing, right? For you to get to the end is going to be difficult. But if you assign it to Allah Ta'ala, then it's difficult any longer. You saying, no, I'll do this, I'll write this, and I'll say this, right? And I will speak out like this. So the means that you are employing, right? Sometimes you can say it's a shot in the dark, sometimes it's very difficult, sometimes it's an arduous journey, very long journey. But you know that this is not in your reach, then what's the thing to do? What's within your control? Then cry, beg, keep asking. You don't know whose tear will strike. Talum Dioban came about. And someone came to compliment Hz. Hadi Sahib rahmatullahi, that mashallah, the madrasa has taken on and students are all being produced, what work is taken on. So you come to tell me about this now. You know how many days and years of tears at tahajjud went behind the construction of this masjid, with madrasa. You know how many years? Midnight, tahajjud, namaz. Tears went for the establishment of this thing. All that is the culmination of this madrasa. This crying, all that's the culmination of this. They were all quarried now at that time. The deen ke baqa ka saman. Some arrangements for the continuity of deen. So similar, in the similar vein, now we want deen to work, right? And deen, I got about five, six big branches. But the Haramain, right? Because all your activity, Umrah, Hajj, all that is in that place. So you want it to continue as normal, right? Better than normal. Then you want Masajid, right? You want that to function. Then you want Jamaat to move around, right? Calling people to Allah Ta'ala. Better than what it is. That they join up and they work, carry on working, right? You want that to happen continuously, to run here, there, everywhere. Right? That effort must carry on. Right? Everywhere the name of Allah Ta'ala is being taken, groups, individually, crying. You don't know who's who. The Jamaat, you don't know. That man may have no color, no background, but maybe he's one tier and can just turn things around. Who knows what sincerity he's coming out with. So Jamaats can flourish. Then Khanqahs can come out, right? Then madrasas, right? Then maktabs. See. Can you imagine now how much of if the person you just channel the effort rightly and it just strikes. Natija kya hoga? Just imagine. If we channel the effort directly to another, we are at this point. We can't use might, we can't use anything. Right? The only one that we have got is you. We've got nothing. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. See how, in what helpless position the Muslims were on Badr. Iyuhlak hadhi al-isaba falan tu'bad fil ard. Rasulullah is asking in such desperation, if this person, this people is destroyed also, then will you ever be worshipped in such? See the desperation he's asking. So now, when we see that the continuity of deen, it depends, or apparently it's upon these groups, right? The continuity of deen was on these groups. Allah Pak will take care. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafiz. Allah Pak will take care. Like Dhalum, Allah Pak will take care. But wasn't there a lot of dua that went behind it? That culminated in the madrasa. Same for this, all this operation to again continue and better than before. With more strength, with more yaqeen, with more spirit and energy. Doesn't it need to flourish? Allah Pak will take care. But then, if your name is there, like Allah Pak took care of Islam always, right? Badr, Uhud, everywhere, Khandaq, right? But those that participated, isn't it a feather in their caps? Allah Pak took care. He'll see that it will prevail. Do you hear of ala deen kulli? Allah Pak will take care. But these people's efforts, right? Won't Allah Pak appreciate that? Won't we remember that for the end of time? So same now, all these efforts that have so as to say, come to some type of a stand, right? Now for them to be recharged and move at a better speed, with more sincerity, more understanding, more love, more unity. What a great thing. Right? So at this time, what's available is dua, cry. Between Asar and Maghrib, as you are ending the Roza, at the Hajj time, rather than boasting and talking and discussing and reading this thing here and that person, what he has to say and who's striking points here and who's striking points, that said, usse tumhara kaam banega, kisi ka kaam bhi banega. Will anything come right? But you don't know that one tear may just come out. You say, alright, no man. So sometimes it's just one individual, and he is crying. It just works out. Everything just works out. So it's a time we think to ourselves that, are we channeling our energies right? Are we channeling our energies right? Our energies, how it's going? Well, I must come on air. My message must come up. The world must read my message, right? That's how our So as though we feel, I am the doer. See that iman, yaqeen. I feel I am the doer. Rather than say, it's Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah wahda. Anjazan wa'ada. Wa nasara abda. One of Sayyid Khan Sahib, rahmatullah, his last program was in this masjid, on the top masjid. They say about him, people that knew him personally, they say, Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah, people say, was at the walking library, and they say, when they talk about him, as though the Sahaba Kiram's kafla was moving, and one person was left behind. Right? So when they talk about what Sayyid Khan Sahib, they talk like that. The kafla was going, and one person just remained behind for some reason. You see him like a sahabi. You see him, such a person. very, very down to earth, very, very down. And at that time, the reputation, the name, wealth, everything was pouring. Because we knew him quite personally, to go to his house and all that. Same original house what was built 60 years ago, same mud in Medina Munawwara, living there, but that mud house. But no changes, no alterations. The dunya didn't touch him. كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءُ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَاعَ. See that? Original man. You don't see ghusta, hazardi, more or less like that. You don't see anger or that. You don't see that. Same simplicity, simple food. And every person that comes there, then he's being entertained. Kajur is there, cheese is there, badams are there, some tea is there. It's meals time, you sit down. Your jamaat came. How many in your jamaat? 100. Alright, tomorrow you come, you have to have meals here. And you take a tiffin for your woman also. 100 people, 100 women, take the tiffin that also. Every day. Not like, today and that's it, I don't see a death again. Every day is a continuous thing. Continuous thing. See that type of souls. When they got that sunnah, then they're living, they're sleeping, they're waking up. Just. So, Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi, he was giving a bayan in Mewat. And Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, he sent up a note to Mawla Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi while he's delivering the talk. What Sayyid Khan Sahib is giving now, the Kalguzari, what happened here, and what was the results here, what was the results there, and how it turned out there, and how it turned out here. So that note that he sent up, so it was the message was, اپنی باتوں سے اپنی کارگزاری سے لوگوں کو متاثر نہ کرو اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت اور برائے سے لوگوں کو متاثر کرو. Don't impress people with your work and your achievements. Don't impress people with your achievements. Impress them with the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. See that? Mawla Sayyid Sahib is on the stage, is giving the talk in the Ijtima, and Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi is sending a note. See that? So this is ensuring that we don't shift that goalpost. That's the important thing. So many things, so many problems come in, so many challenges come in, and they're shifting the goalpost this way, that way, this way, that way. Not to shift, just remain focused. Right? But in the process, you can't afford to have a fight as well. Now that's what Sayyid Khan Sahib said. You can't be fighting as well. The whole world be fighting. This person is fighting with that person, that one is fighting with this person. Right? Whether it's through the WhatsApp, whatever, whichever way they're fighting, right? But you can't get caught into the fight, you can't take interest in that, and you can't be a party. You know, there's ikhtilaf in Dioban, and I came for Hajj. Sayyid Khazab knew us a little bit, by the face of a little bit. So because he knew us, so he was a little bit informal. One is now, you don't know the person, you takalluf ke saath, you talk to the person with a little bit of etiquette and all that. So he said, kis ke taraf tum ho? Straight like this. Coming from a Pathan background, very straight, say, kis ke taraf tum ho? Which side? Which side? No, you caught me off guard. So, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, what I said, that ye sab humare bade hain, hum sab ki ehtiram karte hain. All our elders, we respect all. Aise hi rehna. You better just carry on like that. Approximately, you know how this expression is exactly the same. See that? See this, Buzhwanadi. Where they were. So we don't get into this thing here. Don't even hear it. Don't even listen to it. Don't even know about it. Alright, know what you must do. That's all. You got your elders, ulama, ikram, muzuqan ad-din. You must know what you must do. But he said this, and he said that, and that person said this, and why? What a kya fayda hoga? You're going to weaken down yourself. You make something, may just attract your heart. where something may distract a cord. If it strikes the cord, then you can't leave it. You know, some old numbers can come back. You know, old numbers can strike you again. See, we didn't understand, really. When I think about our Kaaba, we didn't understand the mansha. That's why Muhammad Ilyas Abrahamdari had so much of respect for Sayyid Khan Abrahamdari. Someone asked, after you, who should we refer to? Say, you've got some problem. He mentioned 2-3 names. But one of them was Sayyid Khan Abrahamdari. So he held him in such esteem. It's an alami work, an international work. But whose name he mentioned at that time? But if you saw him, he's like one of the crowd, one of the Minal Muslimin. And the beauty of it was, he says, and it is known, he was like a weak student, he wasn't like an outstanding student. No, he wasn't that. He was aged when he entered the madrasa, and they told him also, you know, you're going to be sitting with children, and won't you feel embarrassed? He was embarrassed. Maybe just attend the class. He was aged also. And aged against him. In Sahagpur, they were discouraging him because of his age to do something else. So, no, I'm going to be this. And now, with all the limitations, all the setbacks, and then when his heart was right, he gave his heart, he gave his loyalty, he gave everything. Then, 1944, when Muhammad Yasab had passed on, right? Then, Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah, that was the Amir at that time, he said, now we need someone in Hijaz, because Hijaz is the center of Islam. People are coming for Umrah, Hajj, all the time. Ulama, Awam, everybody. So we need a person to be serving that area. If one is, he serves the people there, the residents, and one is people that are coming from abroad. So if these people are serviced well, they can service so much. What a big chunk of the ummah they can service. People are coming and going. Now you show them some ikram, you spoke to them nicely. Are they going with the word? Brother Jamaat came, you spoke to them nicely, taught them, given them some guidance, what they must be doing, and they're going. What they'll be returning with, see? So now with Mashwara, they chose Mawla Sayyid Khan Sahib. But now you look at him, he's not an orator. I heard a lot of his talks. Not an orator, not a person speaking fluent Arabic. I heard his Arabic talk also. I said, colloquially speaking that. All his big dignitaries, ulama, all coming to sit to him. I saw one majlis, Mawla Sayyid Khan Sahib, Hazrat Rahmatullah, Mawla Abrar Sahib. And everybody showing respect. I was there, and then Mawla Abrar Sahib asked me to read Quran Sharif. I read Surah La Uqsimu. I was just worried that no mistakes must come out. Or Abrar Sahib. See, this is Akabir. We didn't understand. We're not looking at them. We say, no, that past time, now the olden times and whatever stories we are talking, not realizing what we are talking. So we just read their books, read again, or what they want to do, what they achieved, what they were achieving for, what they were going. And how did they channel their energies, their efforts? You know, this is the right time, dua time. Then at tahajjud, Allah give us that tawfiq, that humility, where we see them, appreciate them, respect them, and then hold firmly to them. Inshallah, in my heart I feel that is a very, very strong way of protecting our iman. Then going on to his WhatsApp, this one here, this person, what he's saying, and how he gave the shots, and he received it. He's in the receiving end, he's in the giving end. But na deen ka fayda, na dunya ka fayda. But the problem is now the iman can get risk. Because you reading this one here, his article may be totally wrong, right? But the flowery language that he's using, the way he's coming out, that you get swept off your feet, and you don't know what's happening to you. The way it's written. In the fil bayani la sihran, sometimes the talk, that article got a magic effect. It just sweeps you off your feet, and you don't even realize it. So the safer is by فَاسْتَنُّوا بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ. They just follow those of the old, the non-controversial, they worked, and they seen that the energies are channeled rightly. Their works from then till now is just moving, just continuing. Allah give us the tawfiq that we appreciate them, respect them, emulate them, hold firmly on them. And refrain from all this discussion, arguments, debates, who's right, who's not right. If this thing is taking place, then respectfully move away, rather than engaging and participating. Then people get to know that you don't like all this, you don't like fights, you don't like all these debates, you're a different type of a person, they will respect you as well. But now you also have to give your two cents. So, kya fayda? Allah Akbar.